this day is a testimony of his faithfulness. We have seen you follow one step at a time where he has called. I can't breathe. And now we can see the beauty of the story that he's been weaving all along. The words we keep hearing today are about harvest and fruit, and they center around that. And I have so much respect for you and your heart for the harvest and how you've stepped into what God has purposed for you. I can't express fully how much joy it brings me to see you joined with a man who shares that heart. In John 13:35, it says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So we know that clearly your marriage and your story is already testifying of the love of God. I pray joy for you as you experience the fruit that he brings from that for years to come. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." How beautiful it is to have this assurance that as you grow your life together, rooted in Christ, that he will not only sustain your marriage, but he will bear fruit for his glory, even in times of heat or drought. I just want to pray to close. Father, all the glory is yours for this marriage and this beautiful celebration. May your love reign as we gather and celebrate. May it reign in Keisha and Alex's marriage. We love you, Jesus. Amen.